in our weekly visit with our combo for one more week, I guess, John.
This is it right
this
here, Bill.
And I still didn't have time to break out the old Lang Syne.
That's right. That's right.
So John Agnew finishing up. Kelly McKeithen. Got the last name right?
Yes, you
close.
Did. I'm proud of you. You got it right.
Well, I have to get it right without John around.
I'll get you a
sticker. Kelly will be coming in solo starting next week. And right off the bat, the first thing I wanted to get a review about, apparently there was a crash overnight involving an injury, and at least as an investigating factor, maybe texting was involved.
Yeah, I mean, we had a single car rollover accident late last night on Highway 6 southbound just before Woodville Road. Single car, no other people were involved in the accident, no other passengers in the vehicle outside the driver. Was in the outside lane, lost control to the inside lane and rolled. Driver was transported to the hospital with minor injuries, facial injuries and things like that, non-life-threatening, but still scary nonetheless. You know, and during the course of the investigation, you know, we did notice cell phone appeared to be a possible causing factor in the accident. We can't prove it was the causing factor, but possibly. And, you know, that boils down to distractions in the vehicle, Bill. You know, the laws could possibly be changing. And, you know, my opinion on that, I'm very strong on texting and driving, mainly because we're all guilty of it. And it's hard to put those phones down. And it is hurting people and killing people. So, you know, especially with the law, several other states already doing it. We have soft laws in place like school zones, people driving, people for hire can't use cell phones. So you always hear me promoting, you know, put the phone down and drive. But yeah, it did get our attention when we saw that accident.
All right. With that, what else do we have to talk about today?
Well, I heard you on the radio earlier talking about the Domestic Violence Awareness Month and the Candlelight Vigil tonight, which we will be at.
Yes.
So it was nice to hear you talk about that. And we're, you know.
The coalition is always good about whether it's Beth or somebody else coming over to
talk about it. It's a good, we like to be there, support our victims as well. You know, we investigate the crimes, but we also care about the people that we help during the crimes.
It's a good way to keep in touch.
All right, what else on the docket?
Well, you want to talk about our event coming up in a couple of weeks, Kelly?
Oh, about you wearing pink heels? High heels?
Pink heels, no. But every time we say pink heels, everyone thinks the shoes that you wear are pink heels. But no, it's actually pink heels, like a doctor would heal someone, the color pink heels. And that's our segue. It always gets everyone's attention, the pink heels. But go ahead, Kelly. It's coming up in a couple of weeks.
It's October the 24th at the Lowe's parking lot. We will have the Guardian of the Ribbons there, and they are going to be bringing pink police cars and fire truck.
Can you believe it? Yeah. A pink police car and a pink fire truck.
So it's a way
and
to...
And it's not Mary Kay either.
No, it's not Mary Kay. They didn't sell the most makeup. They actually... This is for a good cause.
Yes,
and
it's to bring awareness against all types of women's cancer. And they encourage everybody to come out and support the event. If you have been affected by cancer or you're a family member, like I am, of a... someone who was affected by cancer, you can sign the truck or the police car. They're also selling T-shirts, and their T-shirts are very cool.
Very nice shirts. It's a wonderful partnership we're doing between the Bryan Fire Department and the Bryan Police Department. And the shirts have logos of a fireman and a policeman on it, our badge and their emblem. And there's some neat wings with a what do you call the
oxygen tank
on the back of the shirt. They're $15 now, and they're $20 at the event. What's the website they can go to if they wanted to?
They can go to either the Central Fire Station on WJB, or they can go to the website www.protectbfd.org.
So,
and Kelly sent an email this morning with graphics of the T-shirt designs, and so with this interview, when I get it on the website, I'll put those designs on there too, so folks can take a look at that.
We're real excited about it, so we'll talk about it for the next couple of weeks. It's a new event that we're doing for the first time.
Branded.
It's family-oriented, so please bring everyone out. There'll be food, drinks, entertainment for the kids, and a chance to see some really cool police and fire apparatus.
And all proceeds stay here.
And again, that's 2 weeks from tomorrow, the 24th, 5 until 8 in the Lowe's parking lot to Ian Bryan. We need to skedaddle. John, I'm going to miss you with the pink heels. Right. Among many other things.
I've enjoyed it, Bill. Thanks for all the work you've done with me.
Appreciate the conversations last couple of years.
And thank you for reporting for us. We appreciate it, and I'll always be around there somewhere if you need me at the PD.
I will.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, when Kelly takes days off, I may just harass you.
That's right.
That's right.
For no other reason.
I may send him in my place.
That's right.
Sounds like a deal. Kelly McKeith and John Anya, the Bryan Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.